Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Anisha Bedi, special correspondent at the Print, and today I will bring to you the latest on the political flutter in Punjab with the one question on everyone's mind. Has Navjot Singh Sidhu overplayed his hand by praising the Aam Aadmi Party? Now, cricketer-turned-politician Navjot Singh Sidhu, who has been training his guns at Punjab Chief Minister Amrinder Singh, took his colleagues in the Congress by surprise Tuesday afternoon, suggesting in a series of tweets his willingness to cross over to the Aam Aadmi Party if the Congress High Command doesn't meet his demands. "Our opposition is singing about me and other loyal congressmen. Tum agar aap mein aaoge, to koi baat nahi. Tum agar Congress mein rahoge, to mushkil hogi," he said in one of the tweets. Sidhu, who had resigned from the Captain Amrinder Singh cabinet last year, has been pressurizing the High Command for a change of guard in Punjab ahead of assembly elections in 2022. The ex-cricketer, who quit the BJP to join the Congress in 2017, is learned to be eyeing the top job in Punjab if the Congress retains power. He met Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Vadra for 4 hours separately about a fortnight back, following which Amrinder Singh was called by interim Congress President Sonia Gandhi for a meeting in Delhi. Emerging from that meeting, Singh had said that he would go by whatever the High Command decided. On Monday, the All India Congress Committee in charge of Punjab, Harish Rawat, ruled out any change of the Chief Minister, adding that a new state Congress president would be declared this week. Sidhu is said to be keen on getting the reins of Punjab Congress to set himself up for the top job after elections. In what was seen as a strategy to put pressure on the Congress leadership to appoint him the state unit chief, Sidhu posted a series of tweets acknowledging AAP's recognition of his vision and work for Punjab. The tweets have left the Arvind Kejriwal-led party leadership rather perplexed. While some leaders have called the move a sosha or gimmick, even as Congress feels this was an indication of him cozying up to the Aam Aadmi Party. In another tweet on Tuesday, Sidhu said, and I read verbatim, "Our opposition AAP has always recognized my vision and work for Punjab, be it before 2017, sacrilege, drugs, farmer issues, corruption and power crisis faced by the people of Punjab raised by me, or today as I present the Punjab model. It is clear they know who is really fighting for Punjab." The tweet was in response to an old video clip that showed AAP leader Sanjay Singh praising him for quitting the BJP in 2017 and for raising his voice against the Akali Dal and the Badal family. In the subsequent tweet, the Congress leader, a former Punjab minister, also stated, "If the opposition dares to question me, yet they escape my pro-people agenda. This means they have resigned to their fate." Even as Tuesday's tweets are being looked upon as a way of putting pressure on Congress High Command to keep him in mind while deciding the Punjab Congress president, AAP leaders that the Prince spoke to found the tweet cryptic and was still trying to make sense of it until the recording of this podcast. Some party insiders said it was too soon to say anything. However, WhatsApp groups with AAP members were abuzz with discussion around Sidhu's tweets, with leaders trying to break it down and its implications ahead of the elections early next year. On the other hand, the Aam Aadmi Party resorted to doing what it does best in the meantime, wherein social media machinery was activated. Some of the volunteers took to Twitter to express how the media fell for this speculation and gave Sidhu the attention he was looking for. Meanwhile, in June, it is worth mentioning that Arvind Kejriwal, during his maiden visit to Punjab ahead of the assembly elections next year, had said that he respected Navjot Singh Sidhu and would not indulge in any loose talk around him. Whether Sidhu's tweet could have a larger implication remains to be seen. We will nonetheless continue to follow this story closely. So stay tuned and thank you for listening in. This is Anisha Bedi, special correspondent at The Print. Don't forget to log in at 8 a.m. tomorrow to listen to a new episode.